Mark in beautiful New Brunswick, Canada, on Sirius 130. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, Patrick. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I actually called before I knew what the topic was, so I'm going to throw a question at you. I hope you can help me with.
Sure.
I didn't go to my sister's so-called wedding, as all of us were raised Catholic, and she was married outside the Catholic Church. I did go to the reception, but I didn't go to the wedding. Apparently, the reason why we do that is it can show scandal and be shown as kind of like a participation, and I can understand that. A friend of mine just got back from a trip, and he said the reason why he doesn't stay with family members at their house is because some of them live in sin or in spots that either one, they're not married at all, or they were Catholic and they were married outside the Catholic Church, so therefore they don't stay at their house, which kind of shocked me because I never heard of that before, and I've been staying at my sister's house like every week. Because I live in town and I work late and then I go to work morning, or if there's a snowstorm, I stay at her house so I don't have to drive through it.
Okay, so Mark,
just cutting
to the chase a bit. Are you creating scandal by staying overnight at your sister who was not married in the Catholic Church? That's the question?
That's basically it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let's realize that your sister is a sinner. You're a sinner. We're all sinners. And that means if we couldn't stay with any sinner in their house, we'd have nowhere to go. Not to diminish the fact that a person isn't married in the church, but here's what the most important thing is, Mark. Jesus shows us what to do in this situation. He went to the people who were in sinful situations. He had dinner with them. He stayed at their house. He created relationship with them. He trusted them. He listened to them. And when he got that love, you know, permeated into the relationship, then he would lead them to the truth. You can do the same thing. Stay close to your sister. Stay at her house. Have dinner. Have a good time. And then engage in deep and meaningful conversations about the deepest desires of her heart and how maybe you can help lead her back to the faith.
And maybe it won't be you, Mark.
Right.
It's so rare that I hear from a sibling, you know, I sat down with my sister or my brother and I gave her Scott Hahn book and she listened to a Rose Sweet episode and she's boom, the light came on. But usually someone else will come alongside them who has street credibility and, you know, it's just harder. Family's the toughest room.
Well, you know, that's true. And the fact, if you just maintain a good witness yourself, but stay in loving contact with her, be intimate with her and loving and supportive in any way you can.
Hope that's a help, Mark.
Hello?
Mark, yeah, Mark, you still there?
Yeah. I agree with everything you're saying, that will continue. I'm not looking to shun her at all. I just wasn't sure if actually staying overnight, sleeping there, creates scandal.
Well, then it becomes, what if you have a dinner that lasts longer than an hour and 20 minutes? Would that be scandalous? And you know, remember Mrs. Cratchit from Bewitched? You know, the busybody neighbor? Mark, how did your sister react to you not going to the ceremony? Did that create anger in her and resentment?
She understood the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I went that direction is a priest had mentioned it, and
okay.
They recommended a book called, or by something Smith, Moral. I don't remember. Anyway,
okay.
And it highlighted that it was important that, you know, that we didn't create scandal. So,
sure.
And when I
right.
heard that, you know, potentially sleeping over at someone else's house creates scandal, I was curious on where this angle came from. So,
gotcha.
And if you knew of any resources, I would love to know.
Now, I wish there was a, you know, a church formula or template. There isn't. It all depends on the people involved and what you think the gambit's going to be, a door shut or a door open. I know some people would view the decision to avoid a marriage ceremony but also go to the party as a kind of confusing message,
right,
too.
And every situation is different because
yep.
the people are different.
Yep. Mark, thanks for the call. Good to hear from someone in the Maritimes.